This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we continue our explanation of the Hanbali text, Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid, by the great Hanbali scholar of al-Islam, Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'li rahimahullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majalis, we concluded Kitab al-Zakah, we concluded Kitab al-Siyam, Salah and Tahara, walhamdulillah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we now move on to the fifth pillar of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. And what is that? None other than Hajj ila baytillah, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the opportunity to perform Hajj one time after the other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be there amongst the millions of Muslims on the plains of Arafat. Ameen. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Kitab al-Hajj, the book of Hajj. Wa huwa fardu kifaya kulla aam. The author states, it is a communal obligation every year. Communal obligation every year. Every year we need to go and perform Hajj. On the level of the Ummah, it is a communal obligation. That some people of the Ummah need to be there. This rite of Hajj, it needs to take place every single year. وَهُوَ قَصْدُ مَكَّةَ لِعَمَلٍ مَخْصُوصٍ فِي زَمَنٍ مَخْصُوصٍ. What's the definition of Hajj? It is to intend Makkah for a specific type of action, specific deeds, fi zamanin makhsus, during a specific time. The months of Hajj are Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and before that, the month of Shawwal. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah, those are the months of Hajj. The author states, وَهُوَ أَحَدُ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is one of the pillars of al-Islam, subhanallah. وَالْعُمْرَةُ زِيَارَةُ الْبَيْتِ عَلَى وَجْهٍ مَخْصُوصٍ. And as for Umrah, then this is the visiting of the house. Umrah is the visiting of the Baytullah, عَلَى وَجْهٍ مَخْصُوصٍ, upon a specific manner and way, insha'Allah. The author continues, والعمرة زيارة البيت على وجه مخصوص ويجبان في العمر مرة بخمسة شروط. And both of them are an obligation upon the individual if five conditions are met. I repeat, ويجبان, both of them are obligations. In fact, not just obligations, they are immediate obligations. So you are at the age of 25 and you have enough to perform your Hajj, walhamdulillah. Physically, you are well. Financially, you are sound, mashallah. Then it is an obligation upon you. This pillar of al-Islam is now an obligation upon you. The Hajj, an obligation upon you, and also the Umrah, an obligation upon you, walhamdulillah. And so if you go for Hajj and you perform tamattu' Hajj, where you did an Umrah and then after this you did the Hajj, alhamdulillah, two birds and they have been satisfied. You've done the Umrah, which was the wajib upon you according to the madhab, and also you've done the Hajj, which was an obligation upon you. Or if you went for the Hajj, which is Qiran type of Hajj, here you do the Umrah and you do the Hajj together in one state of Ihram, and here also, walhamdulillah, your Umrah has been satisfied and your Hajj has been satisfied, walhamdulillah. Al-Fawr, as we mentioned, immediate obligations. Not that it became an obligation now and you go and perform the Hajj 5 years later. No. Rather, you need to immediately go and perform this Hajj as soon as possible, insha'Allah. What are these five conditions? Number one, here, Islam. So Hajj is not an obligation upon the non-Muslim. Wal aql, not an obligation upon the majnoon. Fala yasihan min kafir wa majnoon. So it's not accepted, it's not valid from the disbeliever and the one who is majnoon, the one who is insane. Walau ahrama anhu waliyuhu, even if this Muslim, youngster or old man, he is senile, this individual is majnoon, this person doesn't know what is happening, and his wali, his guardian, makes the intention of the ihram for him, will it suffice? No, it won't. Because you are not aqil, you are not aqil, and so the hajj will not be accepted, will not be valid from you, you do not do it at all. Walhamdulillah. Walbulugh, and the fourth condition is bulugh. So important that hajj is only an obligation upon you if you are baligh. But if you are doon the sin of bulugh, if you are not yet baligh, you are 10 years old, you are 9 years old, you are 7 years old, you are 6 years old, can you go and perform hajj and umrah? Yes. Will it be regarded as your hajj or umrah of Islam? No. Will you be rewarded insha'Allah? Yes. Will your family, your guardian, your wali, etc. be rewarded? Insha'Allah. But will it be counted as your hajj of Islam or umrah of Islam? No, no, no. You need to be baligh for the hajj of Islam or umrah of Islam to be an obligation upon you. وَكَمَالُ الْحُرِّيَّةِ. And also you need to be completely free. But if you were a slave and you performed the hajj and the umrah, is it valid? Yes. But is it your hajj and your umrah of Islam? No. Once you are free, then you need to redo it insha'Allah. لكن يصحان من الصغير والرقيق. But it is valid from the one who is young, from even a baby. It will be valid from them. They will be rewarded insha'Allah. Their parents will be rewarded. But it doesn't count as the hajj of Islam. وَالرَّقِيقِ. And the same with regards to a slave. وَيُحْرِمُ عَنِ الصَّغِيرُ وَلِيُّهُ. And as for the kid, the parent is the one who, makes the intention of them entering into the state of ihram. We had this woman, she held up her kid and she says, Ya Rasulullah, is the hajj for this one? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, and you will get reward, insha'Allah. You will be rewarded, walhamdulillah. وَلَا يُجْزِئَانِ عَنْ حَجَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَعَنْ عُمْرَتِهِ. But it will not be counted as the hajj of Islam or the umrah of Islam. فَإِذَا بلغ الصغير أو عتق الرقيق قبل الوقوف أو بعده إن عاد فوقف في وقته أجزأه عن حجة الإسلام. And the author states, but what if we have a kid who went for Hajj, and we also had a slave who went for Hajj, and on the day of Arafat, this kid became baligh, mashallah. He reached the age of bulugh, or he's now baligh. He had a nocturnal emission, and similarly with the slave, he got free. So the author states, if they are still at Arafat, then it will be counted as the hajj of Islam. But if they've left Arafat, and if they can go back, if there's still time, they can go back, then it will be counted. Otherwise, if they cannot go back to Arafat, Al-Hajju Arafah, then it will not be counted as the Hajj of Islam. Walhamdulillah. The author states, وَالْخَامِسُ. And the fifth condition is الْإِسْتِطَاعَ, ability, financial ability and physical ability, insha'Allah. وَهِيَ مِلْكُ زَادٍ وَرَاحِلَةٍ تَصْلُحُ لِمِثْلِهِ. It is that you own suitable provision and transport means, what is sufficient to take you there and to get you back, insha'Allah. So let's see. Number one, you need to be physically able to perform this hajj insha'Allah or this umrah. And also you need to have financial ability. You need to be able to provide for your family. You need to provide for your journey. You need to be able to purchase your aeroplane ticket, etc. We don't say to the brother, you are in Central Africa, well, take a walk. You start walking now, you might reach insha'Allah maybe in a year or 2 years. No, no, no. لِمِثْلِهِ. That which is appropriate for this person's social standing, that type of transport. Or we don't say, well, brother, you know what, there's a donkey here, use a donkey. No, 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 that's not appropriate for my level of social standing, insha'Allah.
أو ملك ما يقدر به على تحصيل ذلك بشرط كونه فاضلا عما يحتاجه من كتب ومسكن وخادم وعن مؤنته ومؤنة عياله على الدوام.
He needs to have enough of provisions which would suffice him and his family. This is beyond, his normal requirements. So he's got this excess. It's beyond his required books, beyond his dwelling, his servant,
rent, his personal expenses beyond the normal expenses of the family, because he cannot go for Hajj or for Umrah, and he leaves his family and they are begging. They do not have food, they do not have clothes, etc. No, that's your primary responsibility. For as long as you cannot provide for them adequately, Hajj is not an obligation upon you. And so the author continues, فَمَنْ كَمُلَتْ لَهُ هَذِهِ الشُّرُوطِ لَزِمَهُ السَّعْيُ فَوْرًا. Whoever fulfills these conditions is required to go immediately for the Hajj. إِنْ كَانَ فِي الطَّرِيقِ أَمْنٌ. If the pathway, it is safe. This here falls under the category of ability. So you need to have the physical ability, you need to have the financial ability, and part and parcel of that is that the route, it is safe, insha'Allah. We don't want you to put your life at risk. فَإِنْ عَجَزَ عَنْهُ لِكِبَرٍ أَوْ مَرَضٍ لَا يُرْجَى بُرْءُهُ لَزِمَهُ أَنْ يُقِيمَ نَائِبًا حُرًّا وَلَوْ إِمْرَأَةً يَحُجُّ وَيَعْتَمِرُ عَنْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ وَجَبَى. If one is unable to go for Hajj or for Umrah due to old age or chronic illness, mashallah, you're a millionaire, but you have chronic illness or very, very old and frail, what do you do here? You get a free proxy. You get a substitute. Somebody who will go and perform this Hajj or this Umrah on your behalf. Obviously, this person must be somebody who's already done their Hajj and their Umrah of Islam. And so now, they will travel. You will give them the money, inshallah. They will go and perform the Hajj and Umrah on your behalf, inshallah. Even if you're a guy and you sent a woman, you sent your wife or you sent your daughter, no problem at all. Even if it's a woman who is ill and she can't make it, and she got a young guy to go and perform the Hajj on her behalf, inshallah, no problem at all with that, inshallah. They must perform the Hajj and the Umrah. One needs to adjust the translation. They must perform the Hajj and the Umrah on their behalf, on behalf of the original. They need to do it on your behalf. Their intention must be that I am performing this Hajj and Umrah on behalf of brother Salman, who is ill and unable to make it, insha'Allah. مِنْ حَيْثُ وَجَبَى. This here in reality means from where it was obliged. The translation is incorrect. From where it was obliged, meaning that you are from New York, so the proxy must also come from New York. You are from Japan, then the proxy must also come from Japan, insha'Allah, according to the author. It is not valid for one who has not completed. It is not valid. وَلَا يَصِحُ مِمَّنْ لَمْ يَحُجْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ حَجٌّ عَنْ فَرْضْ غَيْرِهِ. It is not valid for one who has not completed his Hajj. Adjust the translation. One who has not completed his Hajj or his Umrah to perform the Hajj, vowed or voluntary Hajj on behalf of somebody else. Again, وَلَا يَصِحُ مِمَّنْ لَمْ يَحُجْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ حَجْ عَنْ فَرْضْ غَيْرِهِ. If you've not done the Hajj for yourself, you cannot do the Hajj for somebody else. وَلَا عَنْ نَذَرْ وَلَا نَافِلَ. You cannot do another Hajj for somebody else. You cannot do a nafil Hajj for somebody else. فَإِنْ فَعَلَ إِنْ صَرَفَ إِلَى حَجَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. But if you do so, it will be your Hajj of Islam. It will be your Hajj of Islam. So another example. Brother Salman, he takes a vow. You know what? If I pass my exam, I will make a Hajj for Allah's sake. So this is a nadhr which he has obliged upon himself. But he's not yet done his Hajj of Islam. And he goes to Mecca. And he intends to do the Hajj of the vow. Whether he intends that or not, it will be his Hajj of Islam. It will not be the Hajj of the Nadhr, but it will be his Hajj of Islam. Somebody wants to go and do a Nafil Hajj for his grandfather, but he's not done a Hajj for himself. He intends it for his grandfather, but automatically it will be his Hajj, insha'Allah. Why? Because you cannot do the Hajj for somebody else if you've not done it for yourself first. فَإِنْ فَعَلَ إِنْ صَرَفَ إِلَى حَجَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَتَزِيدَ الْأُنْثَى شَرْطًا سَادِسًا وَهُوَ أَنْ تَجِدَ لَهَا زَوْجًا أَوْ مَحْرَمًا مُكَلَّفًا. And there's also a sixth condition with regards to a woman, that she needs a husband or a mahram. The mahram needs to be baligh. The mahram needs to be aqil. The mahram needs to be Muslim. Important. The mahram needs to be baligh, needs to be aqil, needs to be Muslim. وَأَن تَقْدِرْ عَلَى الزَّادْ وَالرَّاحِلَ لَهَا وَلَهُ. And then she must have the ability to pay for her hajj and her umrah, and also the hajj and umrah of this person, this prox or this mahram, that maybe the mahram has already done the hajj. The mahram is only joining you because you need them as the mahram. So you need to pay. You need to pay this mahram here for their journey. You need to pay the expenses, inshallah. If the mahram says, no, I will cover it myself, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. فَإِنْ أَيْسَتْ مِنْهُ إِسْتَنَابَتْ وَإِنْ حَجَّتْ بِلَا مَحْرَمٍ حَرُمَ وَأَجْزَأَ. What is meant here is that if the woman does not have any mahram, she doesn't have a mahram, she's a millionaire, mashallah. Is hajj an obligation upon her? No. Does she have to send a proxy or anything like that? No. Why? Because she has no mahram, and it's a condition that she needs a mahram, and she doesn't have a mahram. So there's no hajj which is an obligation upon her. But if she had a mahram, you know, hajj became an obligation upon her, and she says, this year, next year, this year, next year, this year, next year, she had a mahram. Eventually, the mahram moved away, or eventually, the mahram passed away. Now we say, ukhti, you have fallen short. You delayed in this matter. This was your fault. Why did you not hasten to perform your hajj? Now here, you need to find a substitute. Why? Because hajj became an obligation upon you. When you had the mahram and you had the money, hajj became an obligation upon you. And now you don't have the mahram, you need to send somebody in your place. But as for the other sister, she has the millions, but she has no mahram at all. Hajj not an obligation upon her, nor does she need to send any proxy. Alhamdulillah. But if this woman, without the mahram, she performed the hajj. She went and she performed the hajj without the mahram. وَإِنْ حَجَّتْ بِلَا مَحْرَمٍ حَرُمَ وَأَجْزَأَ. It would be impermissible, but her hajj would be valid, inshallah. She would be sinful for not having the mahram, but her hajj would be valid, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. First one. وَالْمَوَاقِيتُ مَوَاضِعُ وَأَزْمِنَةٌ مُعِيَّنَةٌ لِعِبَادَةٍ مَخْصُوصَةٍ. The author states, the miqats. With hajj, we have a miqat of time and a miqat of place. The miqats are specified places and times for particular acts of worship. فَمِيقَاتُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ ذُو الْحُلَيْفَةِ. The miqat of the people of Medina is ذُو الْحُلَيْفَةِ. وَالشَّامُ وَمِصْرُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ الْجُحْفَةِ. For these places, it's Juhfa. People coming from the different directions to Makkah al-Mukarrama. وَالْيَمَنْ يَلَمْلَمْ. وَنَجْدْ الْحِجَازُ وَالْيَمَنْ وَالطَّائِفْ قَرْنٌ. And for these areas, it is قَرْنْ الْمَنَازِلْ. وَالْمَشْرِقْ ذَاتُ عِرْقْ. وَهَذِهِ لِأَهْلِهَا وَلِمَنْ مَرَّ عَلَيْهَا. These are the respective miqats for the people from those respective areas, and also for people who might pass by those areas. Example, someone goes from New York to Medina al-Munawwara, and from Medina he is now going to perform, an umrah or a hajj, inshallah. So when he is leaving Medina al-Munawwara, he's coming from the direction of Medina. So he will be passing the miqat of Medina, and so even though he's from New York, he needs to use this miqat as his miqat, inshallah. You're not allowed to pass the miqat, except that you need to be in a state of ihram if you are performing hajj or umrah, inshallah. وَمَنْ مَنْزِلُهُ دُونَهَا فَمِيقَاتُهُ مِنْهُ. So you have three types of people. We have the people who live in Makkah. So for their hajj, they don the ihram from their homes. Then you have people who live between Makkah and the miqat, like people in Jeddah. And so for hajj, their miqat will be from their homes also. And then you have people the rest of the world who are beyond the miqat. Then these miqats here apply to them. They cannot pass the miqat except that they need to be in a state of ihram if they are performing hajj or umrah. One exception with regards to all of these is that the people of Makkah, when it comes to umrah, not hajj, but when it comes to umrah, they need to go to the closest area outside of the haram boundary. They need to go to the hill, And we find that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent her to Tan'im, and so it's called Masjid Aisha today, and many people go there and they enter the state of Ihram for their Umrah from there. So for the person in Makkah, the Makki, you don your Ihram, you enter the state of Ihram. Remember, entering the state of Ihram, that's the important matter. Not necessarily the two pieces garment that you might be wearing. You might be traveling by plane, you're passing the Miqat, they make the announcement. You don't have those two pieces garment, etc. And obviously the woman, her Ihram is the garment and the clothes she is wearing. And so the intention of entering into the rites of Hajj, that is what is meant by the state of Ihram. So even though you are wearing your shirt and pants, you are passing the Miqat, you enter the state of Ihram, inshaAllah. Later on when you land, you buy an Ihram, inshaAllah, and then you might want to sort out the fidya, as we will discuss, inshaAllah. The author states, وَمَنْ مَنْزِلُهُ دُونَهَا فَمِقَاتُهُ مِنْهُ وَحُرِمَ وَيُحْرِمُ مِنْ مَكَّةَ لِحَجٍّ مِنْهَا. And the people of Mecca, they don and they start the Ihram from inside Mecca. وَيَسِحُ مِنَ الْحِلِّ وَلَا دَمَ عَلَيْهِ. And it's also permissible for the people of Mecca to go to Masjid Tan'im, even for the Hajj, and start the Ihram there, no problem. وَالْعُمْرَ مِنَ الْحِلِّ. As for Umrah, definitely 100%, you have to go to the hill, you have to go to the area outside of the haram boundary, inshaAllah. وَيَسِحُ مِنْ مَكَّةَ وَعَلَيْهِ دَمْ. وَيَسِحُ مِنْ مَكَّةَ وَعَلَيْهِ دَمْ. And if this individual who is performing Umrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah, he does not go to the Miqat, he doesn't go to the hill, he doesn't go to the area outside of the haram boundary, he does his ihram for Umrah from his hotel room and then he goes to the haram, then this person will have to sort out a dam. This person will have to sort out and sacrifice an animal. Why? Because he has left out a wajib act of Hajj or of Umrah, inshaAllah. Remember that for the violations in the state of Ihram, we have something called Fidya of Adha. Fidya of Adha, you either slaughter an animal, or you feed six poor Muslims, or you fast 3 days. Fidya of Adha, violation of the state of Ihram. Then there's something else, which is leaving out a wajib act of Hajj or Umrah. Like here, you didn't enter the state of Ihram from the Miqat. Here, there's no choice in the matter. You have to slaughter the sheep, inshaAllah, or the goat. So here there's dam, but it's not takhir like the three options mentioned for the violation of the state of Ihram. The author states, Faslun, Hajj and its types. وَالسُنَّ لِمُرِيدِ الْإِحْرَامِ وَهُوَ نِيَّةُ النُّسُكِ. What is Ihram? Ihram is to have the intention of entering the rites of Hajj. غُسْلٌ أو تَيَمُّمٌ. Take a ghusl or a tayammum if there's no water. And تَنَظُّف, cleansing your body, washing yourself, taking a ghusl, shaving off your pubic hairs, your underarm hairs. وَتَطَيُّبٌ فِي بَدَنْ, and putting perfume on your body. وَكُرِهَ فِي ثَوْبٍ, and it's makruh to put on perfume on your ihram garment. وَلُبْسُ إِزَارٍ وَرِدَاءٍ أَبْيَضَيْنْ نَظِيفَيْنْ بَعْدَ تَجَرُّدِ ذَكَرْ بَعْدَ تَجَرُّدْ ذَكَرْ مِنْ مَخِيط. The author states, وَلُبْسُ إِزَار, and one wears, for the man to wear two clean white coverings, أَبْيَضَيْن نَظِيفَيْن, clean white garments, بَعْدَ تَجَرُّد, ذِكْر, ذِكْر عَنْ مَخِيط, بَعْدَ تَجَرُّد الْبَدَن, الْبَدَن عَنْ مَخِيط, after you remove all fitted clothing. So all normal types of clothing, you need to obviously remove this. You need to put on those two pieces of cloth, the ihram, inshaAllah. So what is meant by, you know, don't have anything with stitches? You find many people mentioning this. No. What is meant is, you shouldn't be wearing types of clothing which is meant for the body. A shirt, a pants, a t-shirt, a vest, socks, gloves, these type of things you're not allowed to wear. Not that anything which has stitches. You might have a phone, you might have a watch and it's got stitches on the band. You might have your ihram garment, it is stitched together, etc., right? So no issues with that. Wa ihramuhu aqiba salah fard aw rak'atayn naflan fi ghayr waqt nahi wa niyyatuhu shartun. Then the individual this individual should, ihram is made after a compulsory, so there's some fard salah, etc. After the compulsory prayer or two unit prayer, you pray two rakahs of entering the salat of the ihram. So two rakahs, but don't do this during the prohibited times. The author states, not during the prohibited time, and then you make your intention, insha'Allah. Wa afdalul ansak at-tamattu, the best type of hajj is tamattu. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. Wa huwa an yuhrima bil umrah fi ashhuril hajj, which is that you make an umrah in the months of hajj, which is Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. So you make an umrah. Thumma ba'da faraghihi minha yuhrimu bil hajj. After you finish this umrah, then you are out of the state of ihram. Everything is permissible for you. Alhamdulillah. When the days of hajj come in, then you enter the state of ihram again. And this is now for your hajj, insha'Allah. So there's a hajj and there's an umrah and there's a break in between. والإفراد أن يحرم بالحج ثم بعد فراغه منه يحرم بالعمرة. As for ifrad, this is you just making the hajj, that's all. And then the author mentions, and if you want, you know, you can make the umrah after your ifrad hajj. But it's not that this umrah is part of the ifrad hajj. No, ifrad hajj is just the hajj, that's all. You can return back to your country. The author mentions, if you do ifrad, at least try to do, your umrah after that, insha'Allah. So at least your umrah of Islam is also covered. والقران أن يحرم بهما معا. As for Qiran, you intend both of them. You intend Hajj and you intend Umrah together, insha'Allah, with one state of Ihram. أو يحرم بالعمرة ثم يدخله عليها قبل الشروع في طوافها. Or for example, the Qiran is that you intended to make an Umrah. You intended to make an umrah, like Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you intended to make an umrah. And then, just before you started your tawaf, you decided that I'm going to add my hajj to it. And so you added hajj to this umrah, and thus it becomes qiran, insha'Allah. You have a hajj and an umrah together, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Important note, that technically, qiran and ifrad, according to majority of the scholars, outwardly they are the same. Outwardly, they are the same, that Qiran, the Qarin, and the Mufrid, they come to Mecca, and they make Tawaf of Qudum, and after this here, they make the Sa'i, and the Sa'i here is the Sa'i of Hajj. So they do Tawaf al-Qudum, and they do the Sa'i of Hajj, insha'Allah, if they want. And later on, the only thing left for them would be the Tawaf of Hajj, insha'Allah. So technically, outwardly, both are the same. But with regards to the Qarin, he will have to slaughter an animal. The Hadi is due from him, but not from the individual who did. Not from the individual who did the Ifrad. The author states, والقران أن يحرم بما معنا ويسن أن يعين نسوكا. And it's recommended to specify a specific type of rite of Hajj. وأن يشترط, also putting a condition in your إحرام, it is سنة. اللهم إني أريد النسك الفلاني. Oh Allah, I want such and such type of Hajj. فيسره لي, make it easy for me. وتقبله مني, accept from me. وإن حبسني حابس فما حل لي حيث حبستني. And if something were to prevent me, then my exiting the state of ihram, my place of disengagement, is wherever I am prevented from continuing. وإذا انعقد لم يبطل بل يلزمه إتمامه والقضاء. The author states, if it is commenced, if you start your Hajj or your Umrah, it is not nullified, but it must be completed and made up. Meaning that somebody comes to Mecca and he starts his Hajj, and then he says, SubhanAllah, there's so many people here, you know what, I want to give the other brothers space, and I've decided to cancel my Umrah. He already started it. When he was about to start his Tawaf, he says, you know what, just leave it now, I go home, I'll come back next year, inshallah, I've already done my Hajj of Islam. No. Whether you like it or not, you are still in the state of ihram. Even if you intend that you are not in the state of ihram, you are still in the state of ihram. You are still in the state of ihram, insha'Allah. The only way you are technically like out of ihram is if somebody leaves the fold of Islam, If somebody leaves the fold of Islam, or for example, this person makes his ihram fasid by having intercourse before the first exit from the state of ihram, or for example, if a person is forced in that they are unable to continue the Hajj. Maybe you broke two legs, maybe you are hospitalized, maybe for example, you know, there's an enemy preventing you from continuing your journey. This is, and this falls under the the chapter of Ihsar. Ihsar, the individual who is like besieged, unable to continue. So it's not out of his choice, but he's just unable to continue. Allahul Musta'an, Allahul Musta'an. Take note, with regards to the Hanbalis, generally Fasid and Batil mean the same thing, except when it comes to Nikah and Hajj. So when it comes to, for example, Nikah, so the Hanbali scholars would say this type of Nikah, it is Fasid. A Fasid Nikah is where the ulama differ. For example, Nikah without a Wali. So the Hanbalis will say such a Nikah, it is Fasid according to them. But as for a Nikah where all the scholars agree this is impermissible, then here they will say that this nikah is batil. Example, somebody marrying a fifth wife. Everyone agrees this is impermissible. So here they make a distinction between fasid and batil, inshallah. Another example with regards to Hajj, you find that with regards to fasid type of Hajj, an individual who has intercourse with the wife before the first exit from the state of ihram, before pelting and before shaving off the head, he had intercourse, and so he's made his hajj fasid. As for a hajj which is batil, here for example, somebody while on hajj, he leaves the fold of Islam. Allah musta'an, Allah save us, Allah save us, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the author states, faslun. Now he discusses the prohibitions in the state of ihram. So, we have takbiratul ihram in our salah. Many things become impermissible when we say Allahu Akbar in our salah. Similarly, the haram of Mecca and Medina. There's a haram. There's certain things which are impermissible within its sanctuary, within its boundaries. And so, the state of ihram, certain things become haram upon me. Let's see. وَمَحْظُورَاتْ الْإِحْرَامْ تِسْعُنْ There are nine. إِزَالَةُ شَعْرٍ Removal of your hair. وَتَقْلِيمُ ظُفْرٍ And to trim your fingernails. Yad or rijl, whether it be your fingers or your feet. Wa taghtiyatu ra's dhakar, and covering the head of the male. As for the female, obviously she covers her head. Wa lubsuhu al-makhit illa sarawil li'adami izarin. And you're not allowed to wear trousers except if you do not have the ihram type of garment. وَخُفَيْن لِعَدَمْ نَعْلَيْن You're not allowed to wear sandals, you're not allowed to wear khufayn except if you do not find sandals. So there's no sandals, we don't say walk bare feet, no. So here you can wear your khufayn, insha'Allah. And the author doesn't talk about cutting anything below the ankle, etc. وَطِيب And using perfume, impermissible. وَقَتْلُ سَيْدِ الْبَرْ And you're not allowed to hunt game. Game which are, you know, of the land game, terrestrial game. So number one, it must be, as for fishing, for fish, you know, this would be permissible, no problem, inshallah. But qatlu saydil bar of the land, impermissible. Al-wahshi, we are talking about wild game, wild animals. Al-ma'kul, we're talking about animals which we are allowed to eat. So for example, hunting a pigeon, hunting a rabbit, etc. All of this impermissible, it is haram when you are in the state of ihram. The author states, وَالْمُتَوَلِّدْ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ غَيْرِهِ And also, what it begets and what is begotten from crossbreeding. So we had two animals, one was, a halal, one was, so we had two animals and, what's this? One might have been an ahli animal, which is a domestic type of animal, and it bred with a wild animal. And so here, whatever is from both sides, so it's half-half, we give preference to being on the safe side, and you're not allowed to hunt such an animal. Can I slaughter a cow? Can I slaughter a bull? Can I slaughter a sheep while I'm in the state of ihram? No problem at all. Cut chickens, no problem at all. What you're not allowed to do is hunt game. You're not allowed to hunt game. Excellent. وَعَقْدُ نِكَاحٍ, also not permissible for you to make nikah, for you to marry your daughter off to somebody, for you to be the wali over somebody, for you to make nikah for yourself, for you to get married. Not permissible. But can I propose to a woman? Can I propose to a girl while I'm in the state of ihram? Yes, that is permissible, insha'Allah. وَجِمَاعٌ, jima' intercourse impermissible. وَمُبَاشَرَةٌ فِيمَا دُونَ الْفَرْجِ, and foreplay between husband and wife, this is also something impermissible. As for touching your wife's hand, you know, there's no issue here. But as for with desire, then that is an issue. وَفِي جَمِيعِ الْمَحْظُورَاتِ الْفِدْيَةِ, and for all of the prohibitions in the state of ihram, there is a fidya. Fidya, illa, except قَتْلَ الْقَمْلِ وَأَقْدَ النِّكَاحِ, except for killing lice and like you're killing mosquitoes and cockroaches, etc. These type of things, you know, there's no fidya due, there's no penalty due. And for nikah, there's also no penalty due. The nikah would not be valid, but there's no penalty which is due. But all the rest of them, there is a fidya which is due. What is the fidya? The fidya is the general fidya of adha, violation of the state of ihram. You slaughter a goat or a cow. And if you don't want to do that, then you can go to the next one, which is you feed six poor Muslims. And if you don't want to do that, then you fast 3 days. It's all up to you. You can choose whichever one you are comfortable with, insha'Allah. وَفِي جَمِيعِ الْمَحْظُورِ أَرَضَ الْفِدْيَةِ إِلَّا قَتْلَ الْقَمْلِ وَعَقْدَ النِّكَاحِ وَفِي الْبَيْضِ وَالْجِرَادِ قِيمَتُهُ مَكَانُهُ وَفِي الشَّعْرَةِ أَوْ الظُّفْرِ إِطْعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. For all the prohibitions, the local value for eggs and locusts must be paid. So for example, the local value for eggs and locusts must be paid. This is if you وَفِي الْبَيْضِ وَالْجَرَادِ قِيمَتُهُ مَكَانُهُ, that you killed a locust, etc., then you need to pay this value, insha'Allah. You need to make amends and pay that value, insha'Allah. وَفِي الشَّعْرَةِ, and with regards to a single hair and a nail, is feeding a poor person. So for one hair or one nail, you need to feed one poor person. And for two, then you need to feed two poor people. You need to feed two poor people. Jayid. Then the author states, وَفِي الْإِثْنَيْنِ طَعَامَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَالضَّرُورَاتُ بِيحُ الْمُحَرِمِ الْمَحْظُورَاتُ وَيَفْدِي. One hair, you feed someone. Two hairs, you feed somebody. You feed two people. And as for more than that, three or more, then you need to pay the normal fidya, which is slaughter a sheep or a goat, or you need to feed six poor Muslims, or you need to fast 3 days. But just for one and two, there some sort of leniency is given. It's a small fine, insha'Allah. The author states, necessity knows no law for the muhrim. However, he must give an expiation. So if you are forced to do something, you are forced to put on some perfume, you are forced to cover your head, you know, some bees are trying to sting you, etc. Whatever it might be, if you are in a situation where you are forced to do something, do it. And then later on, you can sort out the fidya of adha, insha'Allah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. With that, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we end off here. When we return, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we will continue our explanation of the book of Hajj, insha'Allah, from bidayatul abid wa kifayatul zahid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah to subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify our character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your character, your akhlaq, your manners, all of this is also supposed to be above average. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.